Short story number 87, Kelly's Favorite Dog, by Larry Vardaman. Kelly loves dogs and cats. She rescues yellow cats, black cats, striped cats, furry cats, fat cats, skinny cats, sick cats, hungry cats, big cats, little cats, feral cats, and even wild cats. And she adores dogs even more. She's been owned by fewer dogs than cats, but her commitment runs deeper. Her first dog was an Australian shepherd named Snoopy. Big and brown, happy-go-lucky, dumb and full of fun, even when chasing cars from the front. Kelly was next owned, along with the entire family, by a small black dachshund terrier mix selected from a cardboard box in front of Rayleigh's grocery store at Christmas, named Jingles. And Kelly's main dog for over 98 dog years has been May, a Shar-Pei Mastiff mix. And a final brace of dogs completes her most recent set of needy canines, a seriously ill pug named Sandy and an extremely active beagle pup named Lulu. And to add to Kelly's current collection, she recently got married and her husband Jeremy added his two cats to the pack. The menagerie of cats and dogs who've adopted Kelly may seem like more than enough pets for anybody, but Kelly's lifelong commitment to one special dog reigns supreme to all the others. He expresses the essence of her entire view of life. He's a thinking woman's dog, one who is devoted, philosophical, loving, soft and cuddly, imaginative, and slightly crazy. He's the original Snoopy, the creation of Charles Schulz, the syndicated cartoonist. Kelly first fell in love with this inanimate version of a mythical beagle when she was 4. I don't recall her first Snoopy, but I think he probably arrived in a Christmas stocking. He was a smaller plush version of the wonder dog that Kelly saw in A Charlie Brown Christmas. He went wherever Kelly went. He sat beside her at mealtime, participated in all her games, dressed up for her at mealtime in frilly dresses, and was generally present wherever Kelly was. Of course, he always spent the night in bed with Kelly and was frequently propped up on her pillow during the day. Kelly's other main playmates at home, in addition to Snoopy, were Curtis, her imaginary older brother who lived under the house, and Daniel, her younger real brother who lived in the house. Daniel frequently got to play dress-up with the other three, so there were always 4 available for tea around her small toy table. The original Snoopy played so often with Kelly that he slowly aged and turned to gray. The next Christmas, when a new twin Snoopy arrived in Kelly's Christmas stocking, he was immediately adopted into the Kelly clan. However, the original Snoopy had mysteriously disappeared on Christmas Eve. Kelly searched so diligently high and low for him that he was of necessity retrieved from a trash bin. When located, old Snoopy greeted new Snoopy as a new family member, and they played happily together for a good 6 months before a frightening incident separated them. The twin Snoopies often traveled together when the family took drives to the mountains of Colorado. The first summer after new Snoopy arrived, Grandma Santon accompanied the family to South Park, a beautiful meadowland in the mountains of central Colorado west of Evergreen. We frequently stopped for bathroom breaks, and Kelly took both Snoopies to an outdoor house with her. Unfortunately, new Snoopy fell to his untidy demise through one of the holes in the toilet. Why couldn't it have been old Snoopy? At any rate, Kelly came running and screaming through the campground, traumatized by the sight of her beloved Snoopy slowly sinking into the goo, out of reach below her, through the hole in the toilet seat. I immediately responded, but there was nothing I could do. New Snoopy was nearly gone, almost up to his neck in muck, 10 feet below any possible retrieval, and clearly wanting to just be left to his ignominious departure. We urged Kelly to tell New Snoopy goodbye and guided her back to the car, where she rolled into a ball and whimpered all the way home as Grandma tried to comfort her. Grandma Stanton was so impacted by Kelly's loss of New Snoopy that she insisted on purchasing a new Snoopy for her the next day. Unfortunately, there were no new Snoopies available of the same size, so she brought home a new Snoopy twice the size of old Snoopy. But at least new Snoopy was clean, white, and cuddly, and not smelly. Kelly continues to collect multiple Snoopies even today as an adult. She probably has a half a dozen or so of various sizes, colors, and conditions. However, she didn't collect all of them herself. The interesting experience a serious collector of any artifact often finds is that friends who know someone like certain collectibles will often add to their collection by donating gifts of that same item for birthdays, illnesses, and celebrations. I have a friend who is known as the Frog Lady because her house is filled with everything frog, simply because one person after another kept giving her frogs. They thought she liked them. My favorite memory of Kelly and Snoopy, however, was when we drove her to the San Diego airport to send her away for a 2-year assignment with the Air Force in Germany. She had completed basic training at Lackland Air Force Base in Texas and specialty training as a security guard at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey. At McGuire, she had trained with the Air Force, Army, and Marine trainees under live fire, run obstacle courses with full packs, and become proficient in small and medium weapon use. Now she was going to be gone from home for an extended period of time. We were already missing her as she hugged us goodbye and started down the ramp to the plane. We waited in the terminal, anxiously looking out at her Alaska Airlines plane parked on the tarmac. We could barely see the forms of people moving around in the plane through the round windows as they were getting seated. But we couldn't make out where Kelly was seated on the plane. We had neglected to ask if she had had a window seat and if she was on the near side of the plane or the far side. We desperately wanted to wave to her one last time as she was about to leave for such a long time so far away. The plane was about to back away from the terminal, and we still had no sign of where she was on the plane. It appeared that we would have to be content with getting a letter or a postcard in a few weeks informing us of her safe arrival, when Snoopy suddenly appeared in a window about halfway along the row of windows. We couldn't make out Kelly or any other faces of the passengers, but Snoopy was waving goodbye to us.